Welcome to Car Free Conversations. This is a podcast where we talk about making the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. I'm Domenico.
And I'm Sumitra.
And with us today is Brian Stevens. Hi, Brian.
Hey.
It's great to have you on the show.
Glad to be back.
Before we talk about the really juicy transportation-related stuff, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. I have been living in Florida for 5 years. I've lived here as a child from the age of 9 to 13, and then did a back and forth thing until eventually just permanently moved away.
Okay. So, you weren't a child 5 years ago.
No, definitely not. That was okay. a very long time ago.
Just clearing that up.
Right? Yeah. But I always lay that out there. I feel like I have to make claim to when I lived here in the 90s because of the advocacy work that I do. I'm constantly in contrast with long-term locals, so I always need to establish that I also had a pin here at some point. So I remember what St. Pete looked like at that time.
Which is very different.
Yeah, it's very different. Mm. Spoiler alert, I think it got better. But... Anyways, that's why I always qualify that I did live here as a child, briefly.
Okay, and what do you do now?
So what I do now, I actually moved here 5 years ago for a job, and I do property management for a vacation rental building on the beach. So I essentially got a job offer, and at a time when jobs were looking to be ending across the country on account of the pandemic, and it seemed like a good opportunity, and so far it has been.
And you lived in Atlanta before?
Yeah, I lived in Atlanta before. Yep. And met my partner in San Francisco. And originally born in Cleveland, if we went the whole timeline.
Okay. Yeah, so we have covered all coasts.
Yes.
Wow. Including the Cleveland coast.
Yes,
the Cleveland. That's the third coast. Yeah, the Great Lakes coast. Right. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Slept on, honestly.
Yes. Really.
Tell us about what made you join Car Free St. Pete.
Yeah, so I really had gotten involved with Car Free St. Pete because when I was moving here, I wanted to immediately try and replicate the life that I was already living somewhere else. And I had been working in transit-related advocacy projects already in Atlanta, quite a few of them. And so it just seemed like such a natural thing. And by sheer coincidence, I saw that they were taking applications for their board, the organizing board. And I, by sheer coincidence, literally saw the day it was expiring. And so applied and got on the board.
And so you have been on the board for 2 years, 3 years?
3 years.
Three years, right?
Yeah.
What have been some of the highlights?
I think I just missed the big highlight when I moved here, which was Halloween on Central. And so also what was so attractive to me about Car Free St. Pete is that in my previous life, I actually was an event coordinator. And so one of the events that I did in Atlanta, if anyone lived in Atlanta, was a Little Five Halloween Parade and Festival. So I did that for 3 years. And so that was also like a very familiar territory for me because I was like, ooh, I love a Halloween festival. And then to see that Car Free was already plugged into that. So I just missed that. And we've talked about this a lot as Car Free. One of the great things about that event is it was so huge and so successful that the community around it embraced that event and said, we'll take it on, which is great because that's really
what you want, right?
Yeah. You want people to see why these things are successful and what and the value in that. Since then, we've definitely shifted course a few times as a committee, as an organization. We've obviously moved now into official 501c3 status. Now we're Connect Pinellas. And we've got some other ideas that we're actually able to pursue and fund. So it's really exciting to be moving in that direction. But among the highlights, obviously, we did the bike-in movie, or I guess car-free movie is what we call it. And that was Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which was one of my childhood classics. And then I'd suggested it like very willy-nilly because I was like, it's a bike and it's a great movie and everyone's going to love it. And then when we were showing it, I was like, oh, I forgot there's a lot of adult content in this movie.
Right. I also want to give credit to Nicole's genius for calling it Reels and Wheels. Wheels and Reels was the official name of the event. Wheels and Reels, and it featured a bicycle story, which was cool.
And we have things coming up. We'll be doing more of those at Car Free Films. That's something we're very excited about, trying to move more towards those types of smaller events that have more local focus, but it's very exciting for people in the neighborhood. And we've got some other big ideas, but I love being in the event space of advocacy. That's definitely where I've shined in the past and where I like to flex my event organizing muscle.
So is it right to say that Connect Pinellas is essentially expansion of Car Free St. Pete?
It is, yeah. Connect Pinellas was there's other people who had other groups going, and so we were, and now that membership, or I'm sorry, I keep saying membership board, but like that planning committee. So there's the board, the actual board for the 501c3, and then there's a bigger planning committee. And there's a lot of people on that planning committee that were doing other things and were plugged into Car Free St. Pete. And then we thought, okay, how do we get everyone on the same page? Let's all work towards a common goal. So all these other groups and anyone that's involved with that can pursue other projects that are just advocacy work, whereas we can streamline around major ideas and actually fundraise around that.
And so tell us a little bit about your role specifically at sure. Connect Pinellas.
Yeah, so I'm technically the secretary for the Connect Pinellas official board, and then I am the media chair for the planning committee.
Oh, okay.
Doing my thing right here,
right now. So what kind of things are you looking forward to as those chairs?
Sure. As the secretary, I was granted the exciting permission to build out our Google Drive. Something I love to do is organize and take notes. So, I'm not kidding.
I'm glad somebody loves doing that.
And also, I think I actually was approached to be the secretary because essentially they were like, when you show up to meetings, you just take control and start telling people what to do. And like, we need a facilitator to do that. And so I was like, okay, I can, and that's like a comfortable space for me. For real, that's exactly why they asked me. that's fine. And I'm happy to contribute to that. And then from the media space, I think in St. Pete, there's a lot of media here that is very local. Mm-hmm. Very local. And then also is very connected to each other and then very connected to the community in and around it. And also, I think, is very excited about things that Car Free has done in the past. And I think now that we are becoming more of an official nonprofit space in this city and hope to have real impact, being able to get media relationships and develop those media relationships to keep people really plugged into what we're doing is something I'm very much looking forward to, and figuring out how we can support and promote each other.
Very cool. Very cool. It's all very exciting stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing expansion of Car Free St. Pete as Connect Pinellas, and also just like having official capacity to do things and like actual action plans that we can implement along with the events that we have been doing as well.
And now Car Free St. Pete as a brand, as an identity, is not going away.
Correct.
You're just creating this sort of umbrella called Connect Pinellas, so you can assumedly reach out to other North County and other municipalities within
Pinellas. We want to expand our reach, for sure. We also wanted to be something that eventual partners would feel comfortable plugging into. Unfortunately, it's a double-edged sword. The word Car Free St. Pete is very triggering in the media space. I think that's intentional on our part when we are representing Car Free St. Pete, but and you guys have been there, but we'll do 10x10 tents at big events, mm-hmm. and so much good response. I would say 98% of the interactions we have are always very pop, but then you get those other people who see that Car Free and they come running on over because they really want to talk about why we should remain a car-dependent city forever and ever. And so Connect Pinellas also is a more neutral space for us to talk about transit-related advocacy without it being so polarizing right out the gate.
Is there anything else you want to plug?
Right now? Not with us. We're still in our infancy. So we're really plodding along. I will say that we are approved to start receiving money, so I'll plug donations. If you guys, we're going to have a host committee. Obviously, that's the number one thing that we're focused on right now, is immediately getting with the community that is interested in seeing more car-free stuff happen. So we'll be rolling that out very soon.
And where can people go to get more information?
Currently, right now, just our actual website for Car Free is the only live website. Do we have Connect Live yet?
We will have Connect Live.
By the time this airs. Okay. By the time this airs. And that will be connectpinellas.org.
Yes.
Yeah.
Connectpinellas.org.
Correct.
I'm hoping that everybody knows how to spell those words, so we're not going to spell it on
there. Yeah.
You should know if you live here.
And we'll also have an Instagram Live by then.
Okay. I think. Yeah. It's not my chair.
But media chair does not include that.
No, actually, social media chair is separate from
this.
Oh, yeah. So what is your role as media chair going to be?
Media chair will actually focus on
like traditional
terrestrial
media.
Reaching out to local media, such as Creative Loafing, some of our local influencers.
Bay News 9.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Totally. Okay. Yeah, all of that.
I see.
Yeah.
I think the reason why it's confusing in my head is because I've recently stopped calling social media because it's not social, in my opinion.
Yeah, agree.
But I see the distinction. Very cool.
There is a distinction, yeah. And I was the media chair for a period in Atlanta for the Area Coalition for Transit. And that, at the time, we actually did have, I think, like the media then was actually like media. I was in charge of actually organizing press conferences.
Oh, wow.
And I had never actually done that. Right, exactly. I'd never done that. And it was so funny to me to be handed that duty. Again, just because I showed up and they were like, oh, you have this Facebook page.
That would be fun.
The Save MARTA. And then we had like thousands of followers, and they were like, you would be like the natural for media, and then was immediately handed the task of organizing a press conference and had to speak at it. And the thing was, is I did it really well by accident, right? Like they told me what to do. They were like, you have to call and then like leverage other media, like news stations against each other. So it would be like, hey, you know, ABC is going to be there. We'd love to have NBC there as well. And then we also did that with the speakers who were presenting there. Right. So we were calling elected officials and then being like, we think that the mayor is going to be there. We think that the senator is going to be there. We'd love to have you there too. And it actually worked out. It worked out beautifully. So they all showed up. And then, so I was expecting like something where it'd be like a camera, like just one camera, and instead it was like, oh, okay, cool. This looks, yeah. There was like
with all the microphones.
Yes.
Very cool.
Like, all right,
very fun. This.
And then that I had actually won a scholarship for public speaking when I was really young, and that was
so you finally put it to use.
So I finally got to put it to use, and I was by far the absolute worst speaker. I was like so terrible, so nervous. All I was doing was just like staring at my notes, and I was like, that's so amateur. But
you don't have to worry about it anymore because now it's just Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or X.
Yeah.
We've changed to social media.
Yeah. Just fully sighing as hard as I can.
What about Blue Sky? Does anyone use that?
I post it every now and then. And again.
Sorry, my water was really in the mic just then.
It's okay. Last time when we recorded, I fully like cleared my throat as Dom was speaking.
Yeah, it's funny that you have like candy here too, because I was like.
So Connect Pinellas, what are last words that you want to tell the public about Connect Pinellas?
Stay tuned is all I can say right now. Big things happening. There are some big ideas happening, but what we're not going to do, unfortunately, at this point is shut down Central Avenue, which is what everyone thinks we are actually doing. That's not us. Maybe one day. But I always love seeing Car Free being mentioned in the social media space, because people say that all the time about, oh, there's this group that's setting like plans to shut down Central Avenue. And I was like, oh, it's never really been one of our initiatives, but it can be. I like that initiative because people are really enthusiastic about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of the stuff I see online is there. And just to be clear, you're not talking about shutting down Central Avenue. You're just repurposing different types of mobility.
Yeah.
So cars would still use First and First, North and South.
Correct.
To get through East and West across the city. But Central would be more pedestrian-friendly, bicycle-focused, alternative modes of transportation, which in many ways it already is. Mm-hmm. If you drive down Central, you're going to be going so slow, unless you're looking for parking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everyone, like there's not anyone driving on Central is looking for parking.
Yeah,
no one is.
You're not trying to go through.
No one is actually using it as a through street. Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
unless you're a tourist and you don't know what Central is. You're like, oh, look at this cute town, and you're driving down Central and people are honking behind you or whatnot.
So we won't be closing down Central, though. The thing that was always so surprising to me, too, about that conversation is that people very much understand having Central Avenue as a pedestrian-friendly, less car-free space. But they can't. You literally go one block over in either direction. Don't you dare touch First, though. And which to me is so confounding, because if I do drive a car, and sometimes I have to park in the neighborhood streets if I'm going to a big event, like Pride or Hollywood or Central, and I live, unfortunately, not in St. Pete, so sometimes I do have to actually drive to get to stuff, and sometimes you have to walk blocks to get to a traffic light on First to cross, and it is real, and then all I can think of is all of these residents right here who have to walk 7 blocks just to cross the dang street, or run across an ostensible highway of people going as fast as they can.
Yeah, they're very fast.
Yeah, so maybe if I would love to see one day people change their mind about firsts. But that, again, not Connect Pinellas. That's a personal belief. We'll Connect Pinellas, what we're working on. We'll have some events coming out for sure. And then we do have some other projects that we've identified that are within a realistic budget for a first year operation that we do think will improve people's lives that are actually trying to be car free.
Very cool. On that note, it was great having you on the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
We're very excited about all the things that are happening with Connect Pinellas and Car Free St. Pete.
Yes, and I'm sure we will have you back on when you have something to announce.
When we have something to talk about. Okay. Thank you for having me.
This has been an episode of Car Free Conversations on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX, St. Petersburg, LP.